The Brothers Grimm Fairy Tales Revisited, selected and narrated by Ulf Björklund.
Rumpelstiltskin. There was once a poor miller who had a beautiful daughter, and one day, having to go to speak with a king, he said, in order to make himself appear of consequence, that he had a daughter who could spin straw into gold. The king was very fond of gold, and thought to himself, "That is an art which would please me very well." And so he said to the miller, "If your daughter is so very clever, bring her to the castle in the morning, and I will put her to the proof." As soon as she arrived, the king led her into a chamber which was full of straw, and giving her a wheel and a reel, he said, "Now set yourself to work, and if you have not spun this straw into gold by an early hour tomorrow, you must die." With these words he shut the room door and left the maiden alone. There she sat for a long time, thinking how to save her life, for she understood nothing of the art whereby straw might be spun into gold. And her perplexity increased more and more, till at last she began to weep. All at once the door opened, and in stepped a little man, who said, "Good evening, fair maiden. Why do you weep so sore?" "Ah," she replied, "I must spin this straw into gold, and I am sure I do not know how." The little man asked, "What will you give me if I spin it for you?" "My necklace," said the maiden. The dwarf took it, placed himself in front of the wheel, and whirr, 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 three times round, and the bobbin was full. Then he set up another, and whirr, 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 thrice round again, and a second bobbin was full, and so he went all night long, until all the straw was spun, and the bobbins were full of gold. At sunrise the king came very much astonished to see the gold, the sight of which gladdened him, but did not make his heart less covetous. He caused the maiden to be led into another room, still larger, full of straw, and